T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So there's a lot of concern locally that local retail stores will moved into red, which means can't operate in person. Obviously ahead of what is the busiest shopping time of the year, how much concern do you have about this?
Well, you know, as a toy store, obviously a good portion, if not almost half of our business happens in the last 2 months of the year. And for us, play is such an essential part of a child's health. I think that it does concern me that our doors could somehow not be open to the public for shopping because of the types of products that we carry. I mean, we are a specialty toy store, and by specialty, our focus is on children's development and play and interaction. We don't have really any video products or anything. Everything is about engaging the child for their, you know, development. So it really does concern me. And then you add to it the type of year that the children in our lives have had. It just becomes even more magnified how important it is to have these children engaged at what is typically the most magical time of the year.
And from a business standpoint, what steps have you taken to prepare for the possibility of being closed down?
Well, I don't even know where to start. I mean, we have a full service website. We have taken on extra staff members to boost our website. We now have almost 80 to 90% of our store online. And if you've ever been to the Treehouse Toy Store, we curate and handpick everything in the store ourselves. I'm responsible for that. So the fact that now people can shop our store from however they're comfortable, whether it be our website or a phone or coming in, you know, it means a lot to our local community that we were able to do that. We've also partnered with the local delivery service. So we are offering, we'll probably go back to our next day delivery. So if you order from us now, it'll be delivered the next day. And we're going up to 20 miles from the store for that. We still have our traditional shipping. We've installed a touchless takeout pickup door. We have purchased an outside wrapping station to accommodate gift wrapping outside to alleviate the occupancy issues within a small shop like ours. We've installed plexiglass barriers. We've purchased baskets that we can sanitize. We've installed hand sanitizers at both entrances in the store. We're fully masked, as are all of our employees and people that come in. I mean, we have ticked all the boxes and then some to not only make it a safe shopping environment, but more importantly, we have tall and small customers, and we have to keep the magic alive within the treehouse. We can't have kids having not pleasant experiences when they're shopping at their specialty neighborhood toy store.
You can get toys at a Walmart, you can get toys at a Target. Talk about the importance of shopping local. You know, it's important every year, but why especially in a year riddled with a pandemic and everything that's happened in 2020, why it's important for local residents to make sure they're shopping local, eating out local. Just talk about that.
I think that, you know, what comes to mind, and it really is for us, for my husband and I, you know, people often ask us, what made you open a toy store? You know, what made you do a small business? And our biggest decision was that we wanted to stay in Buffalo, where both our families are. And so to be able to do this for 25 years and be a part of the community, I think that anybody that has a small business is doing it because they want to be fully integrated with the community in which their business is and in which they live. And you just don't, you know, everything has its place, but a large chain is never fully integrated with the community in which it serves. I mean, to be able to say that we've been here this long, it's because of our customers and our support, but it's also because of our ability to pivot and be flexible and be creative. That's what an entrepreneur, that's what a small business has the ability to do. And I can honestly say, like, I am just amazed at what our small businesses have done. I mean, restaurants, hair salons, services, retail, they've all changed their model to be able to come out on the other side of this. And I think with people, it does matter who you shop with, because I think who you connect with today, who you support today, that's going to be those businesses that you're going to be able to connect with and support with tomorrow. And I think that is our biggest concern, is that if everyone thinks that that one purchase that they do that isn't at a small business that could have been doesn't matter, it does. It really does. And I always tell people, we don't carry everything, but goodness, our shop is packed with things that we select, that we see, that we play, that we touch. There's no surprises when you come in. If you order from our online store, it's not a third-party website. It's us hand-picking the orders still, gift-wrapping the orders, filling out the personal notes. And so I think that people need to think about, you know, my husband always says, if you play the movie till the end, that's what people need to do. Because if you don't support the people that you really love having in your community, the movie turns out very differently and it's pretty empty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.